Within this community, we foster connections and experiences that bring meaning to life and help us face the issues of the day.
Together, we strive to live with loving hearts, open minds, and hands extended to all.
Welcome home.
Amen.
Now let us join the worship team in a time to worship. For those people present, there's still no live singing allowed, but you're welcome to just wave your hands, hum along, and stand up during worship.
Good morning, church and friends. Let us begin today's worship with a reflection on the image of the ground. The ground is that material surface that passes under our feet, but it is usually left unnoticed. It is in the background of our everyday lives. But living things grow out of it. It is also where we might encounter God. Moses encountered God in the form of a living, burning bush. God asked him to remove his sandals before stepping onto holy ground. Usually we associate Moses' removing of his sandals as an act of cleansing oneself, with the implication that our ideas of holy ground becomes elevated above all otherness, that which is dirty and marginally unaccepted.
Yet, God may be calling us as well to encounter the soil and dirt of the earth with the soles of our bare feet. Perhaps our encounters with the divine are rooted in the tracks that we make in the dirt, on the ground, in the physical, tangible, and material earth, connected with the everyday among the lowly and the marginalized. God is found in the unexpected. Being in the dirt is a way to think about Jesus' ministry.
So, as we sing today's songs about holiness and ground, let us remember how the holy ground in our conceptions is also about experiencing the sacred inside the mundane. We encourage you to meditate along with us on regrounding the sacred. Put your feet on the ground, however weary, or tired, or hardened the calluses of your feet feels. Because the ground holds the memories of all our journey.
Holy ground. with our voice to sing. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all
hope, you made me whole.
showed me grace at the cross where you died for me. And your glory appears like the light from the sun.
Let us pray together. God of love, you are not just the God of time, but the God of timing. Help us to trust you as we wait for your right timing for all things. In the right time, you sent Jesus to be Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is your greatest gift to us, a sign of your love. As we enter into this season of Advent, the season of arrivals, waiting, and preparation, help us walk in that love in deeper ways each day. As we begin a new church year, we give thanks for your grace that carries us in the midst of the waves and the storms of life. We pray for those among us who are sick and ask for your grace and healing on them. We pray for those who are anxious about their livelihoods and uncertain about the future. We ask for your peace to still their hearts and calm their souls. You say, "Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world gives. Do not be worried and upset, and do not be afraid." So God, we lean on you together as a community, as a people belonging to you. As Jesus said, with you, all things are possible. Help us to trust you and follow you as you continue to unfold your work of shalom, of restoration and justice throughout the world. In the beautiful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
to the occasion. Shall come to the
Good morning, everyone, and a very happy Advent to all of you. Wow, we made it this far. We made it back to the beginning of another liturgical year, so happy new church year to all of you. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and yes, the liturgical calendar starts on the first Sunday of Advent. So, a thing that is great about Advent is Christmas is coming, right? Another 4 to 5 weeks, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. So when Reverend Myak told me that he wanted me to preach during Advent, I was actually really excited because Advent is actually one of my favorite seasons all year. And to be honest, who wouldn't want to preach in a time leading up to Christmas, right? I mean, it's Christmas, you know, it's the time of joy, it's a time of giving, it's a time of fun, it's a time of excitement. But then he gave me the very first Sunday of Advent, and that made me really a little bit pressured because I felt that my sermon today would be sort of the benchmark for the season as this literally begins us on the road to Christmas. Today is also the first Sunday that we are back following the lectionary after a couple of sermon series. So let us get into it and look at the gospel passage today. Today's gospel passage is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 to 37. It reads, "Jesus said, 'In those days after that suffering, the sun will be blackened, will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates." Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands that the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The word of the Lord. So I wonder what you guys feel after reading today's gospel passage. Don't you feel that it's kind of strange, you know, that such a deep, almost anxiety-inducing, melodramatic reading starts us off this season, the season which leads us to Christmas, a time of joy, celebration, and partying? Well, it's supposed to be a joyous period of time as we look towards Christmas. Advent is actually one of two very important reflective seasons in the church's year, the other being Lent. One can comprehend why Lent is a time for deep contemplation. It is almost mournful as we reflect on what is to be the last days of Jesus' life on earth before the crucifixion. So why then do we have such a deeply reflective time before Christmas, when we should be joyfully preparing for Jesus to be born? First, we need to understand what the word Advent means. Advent means the coming in Latin. Traditionally, it anticipates the coming of Christ in three different perspectives. Number one, the physical nativity in Bethlehem. Number two, the reception of Christ into our hearts. And number three, the second coming of Jesus at the end of the world. During this season, Christians are encouraged to reflect and ponder deeply about those three perspectives. Thus, Christians not only ponder about the joy of the birth of Christ, but think about what it is to be a follower of Jesus as a Christian, and what the return of Christ means to us, both literally and metaphorically. Christians would reflect on how they want to emulate Jesus in the world. Think about what the call of a Christian is, especially when it comes to proclaiming the gospel. How they want Jesus to perceive them should he return the next day, and how to best espouse Jesus' return through our actions. To ensure that this season is right for reflecting on these sometimes very difficult topics, some Christians would fast during the season of Advent like they do during the season of Lent. Therefore, we can think of Advent then really being like how our Muslim brothers and sisters perceive the month of Ramadan in being a month of drawing closer to God. Furthermore, Advent is at a very interesting time of the year. It usually starts on the last weekend of November or the first weekend of December, around a month to about 5 weeks before Christmas. It feels sort of neither here nor there, in a sense, right? Because like it's a sort of a strange place to start the liturgical calendar. Wouldn't it be better to start off the church year with Christmas, you know, which technically marks the beginning of Christianity with Jesus' birth? Well, we often forget the small events that lead up to the nativity, which is actually really important to the Christian story, such as Mary's call or the angel visiting Joseph. These are events worth just as much reflection on and which will be discussed more in the coming weeks ahead. Notwithstanding, Advent is here in this seemingly awkward part of the liturgical calendar because it is really meant to mark this neither here nor there period. Theologians call this period in the liturgical calendar a period of liminality, which is actually very important because of the necessary reflection liminal time warrants. Liminality represents the notion of being in the threshold, an in-between space where a sense of place is difficult to identify. It is like we are not in the old church here anymore, yet Christianity hasn't actually begun yet because Christ is not born. This liminal time of Advent thus allows us to reflect on being in the middle space of expected waiting, which is supposed to help us rediscover who we are and what being Christian means to us by the time Christmas comes around and in preparing us for the actual new year on 1st of January in the process. To think about it, today's gospel passage really does fall in line with the whole theme of Advent, especially in the anticipation of Jesus' second coming. It is also interesting to note that today's gospel passage is part of the single longest speech Jesus makes across the four gospels. As one reads through the passage, though, one would wonder why Jesus focused so much in this call to his disciples to keep awake and to be on alert. Why is there a semi-apocalyptic feel to these parables, where the sun will be darkened and the stars will fall from heaven? Well, we need to understand the context in which Mark's gospel was written. The gospel according to Mark, being the earliest of the four gospels, was written not long after the second temple was destroyed in Jerusalem, around 70 AD. To say that this was a difficult time for early Christians, many of whom were also Jews, was a huge understatement. Imagine, the center of your whole world and existence. The focal point in which your culture, economy, and society was established has been destroyed. It was a catastrophe on the divine scale, which severed one's continuity to one's past. It was, in other words, apocalyptic. For the early Christians, questions of what now? What should we do next? Ran rampant in their minds. This was a period of extreme liminality to the people of the day. These parables of Jesus in Mark's gospel then served as stories to theologically turn an atmosphere of despair and fear into one of hope and community building. Today's gospel passage sought to encourage early Christians not to give up hope, but to watch out for themselves and their communities, especially during the days ahead, in anticipation for the promise of Jesus' coming again, especially when his death and resurrection was still fresh in the people's memory. But it was more than that. The stories were about inspiring the people to be in a state of engaged waiting, like how the men's servants were encouraged to continue their work and watch the door, for they did not know when their master would return. It is actually pretty similar to the call for us to be in reflection during Advent and how we would want Jesus to perceive us should he suddenly return. It was a call to early Christians to best reflect Jesus' return through taking care of each other and their communities, through encouraging one another and building each other up as they await a new beginning without the temple at the center of their lives. This time of liminality in the Gospels really reflect this year's Advent in particular, doesn't it? 2020 has been a year of crisis with COVID-19 ravaging around the world. Churches, while not destroyed like the temple was, were shut for most of the year, and we had to adapt to this new normal of not being in close community for a long time. Even now, religious gatherings are still restricted. We're only allowed to have 50 people. And disappointingly, we still cannot stay back after the service to mingle and have fellowship with each other. A friend of mine was just asking me before service whether there was coffee to be served. I was like, unfortunately not. Right? Coffee can't be served in the climate of COVID-19. The global COVID-19 pandemic also further exposed deeply rooted inequalities and social injustices the world has been hiding in its closet for a very long time. This ranged from poverty to racism, homophobia, and much more. Wars are being fought and protests breaking out all across the globe, and many of these have had to do with the social fallout from the pandemic. With this new normal, then, our old ways of life seem to have ended. We are very much in this in-between space where we are in anticipation of something different in the soon-to-be post-COVID world. But what can that be? Should we get our hopes up as of yet? With the recent Singapore-Hong Kong travel bubble bursting, to the questions about how the recently produced vaccines would be distributed, the world very much remains in a state of flux, and a big question mark hangs before our eyes. But this is where we can learn from this gospel passage as it once encouraged early Christians in their time of liminality. What is our work and call as we anticipate a new chapter? How can we best reflect the notion of Jesus coming soon as followers of Christ? These are questions worth contemplating on this Advent, and what a better Advent to do it than the Advent of 2020. As I was writing this sermon, I looked back on the life and times of our beloved Reverend Yap Kim Hao, late mentor of Free Community Church. Reverend Yap passed away in November, this very month, in 2017. Reverend Yap was very much in the liminal time of his life when he served as pastoral advisor of Free Community Church. After all, he was in his 70s. Reverend Yap was in that in-between space in his life, the end of one part of his life as he retired officially, but in the stage where he was very much in anticipation of what was to come next, journeying home to be with God and Jesus. I recall the forum letter he wrote to the Straits Times in 2003 in support of the LGBTQ community, just 14 years before his passing, and the work which grew out of that very letter. Singapore was also at a crossroads when it came to LGBTQ rights at that time. A few years later, 377A would have been raised for repeal in Parliament. I remember how Reverend Yap closed that letter, affirming strongly that, in remaking Singapore, the government is taking a forward step in recognising the rights of homosexuals. It is only right that we do not discriminate against anyone on account of race, religion, or sexual orientation. If you had put yourself in the time that Reverend Yap was writing this, in the early 21st century, these were extremely powerful words. And the work that came out of it reverberated not just within the Christian community, but across Singapore at large. Reverend Yap was like that good and faithful servant Jesus called us to be in today's gospel passage. He was in a state of engaged waiting as he continued to live out God's work on earth, reflecting what it means to be a follower of Christ, as he championed for the downtrodden and those who had less than he had, even as he reached a liminal time of his life. He could have easily retired, could have enjoyed himself with his family, but he decided to be in that process of engaged waiting. He worked for the inclusion of the LGBTQ community, not in the church, but also in the wider country, fought for the rights of migrant workers and sex workers and contributed to the provision of care to people living with HIV. Reverend Yap performed the job he was called to do as he waited either for Jesus to return or to be called home to be with the Lord. We really do not know when Jesus will return or when we will be called home. We might not even be in that liminal time of life that Reverend Yap was when he joined us at FCC. A family friend of mine passed away suddenly of a heart attack 2 days ago before dinner. He had no history of heart conditions. Nevertheless, Advent reminds us that liminality is ongoing and can happen at any time and even on a global scale, as it did for most of 2020. This time is a strange, confusing, and difficult one, and one where our family, friends, and community need us to be Christians more than ever. So as we await the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and as we anticipate 2021, and possibly the coming of a post-COVID world, how do we want our Master to find us should he suddenly return? How can we be in engaged waiting, emulating Jesus in the world? What is our call as Christians in proclaiming the gospel of love? I hope that these questions will be in our hearts as we reflect during this season of Advent. Amen.
Thank you, Ollie, for the wonderful sermon and the deep questions we have to reflect on. We now come to a time of Holy Communion. So for those of you joining us at home, we do invite you to prepare your own elements to represent the bread and the wine so that we can all partake in this meal together. We gather each Sunday at this table, even though at this time we are not physically together. The table of God's feast transcends time and space, because God's love transcends all boundaries. So this table recognizes no boundaries. Here at FCC, we celebrate an open table. This means you do not have to meet any criteria. You do not have to be a member of FCC. You do not have to be baptized. You only need to recognize that God's grace is sufficient. When Jesus sat at tables and broke bread with the tax collectors, lawyers, rich elites, and poor peasants, he proclaimed that God's radical love and abiding presence know no bounds. Through these occasions of sharing food, every person experienced God and shared in God's kingdom.
A kingdom together, where all are welcome, all are worthy, and all are invited. A kingdom where lives are transformed and empowered, and the fruits of God's gentle justice bloom throughout creation.
All people are invited to share in this sacred meal of celebration and be strengthened by the presence of God in this place.
We remember that Jesus fed 5,000 hungry people with five loaves of bread and two fish.
At this miraculous meal, there was such an abundance that everyone ate until they were full, and there were even 12 baskets of food left over.
Holy God, we celebrate your abundant care and solidarity revealed in this meal.
We remember that while sharing a meal with Pharisees, Jesus welcomed a woman viewed as an outsider. As the woman anointed his feet with oil, Jesus declared her dignity before everyone at the meal.
Holy God, we celebrate your gracious inclusiveness revealed in this meal.
At these meals, Jesus and all his disciples resisted the divisions, injustice, and violence of society.
They lived out instead the kingdom of God, a place of love, justice, and mutuality.
But we also recognize that not all people liked Jesus' ministry. For some people, it was scandalous.
They said, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
When his arrest seemed near, Jesus ate a meal in an upper room with the disciples. As he had done so many times before, he took bread, and after having given thanks to you, Holy God, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, this time saying, do this to remember me. After the meal, he shared the wine, gave thanks, and said, I will not drink from this cup again until I drink it with you in the kingdom of God. I now invite the stewards to come forward to distribute the elements. For safe distancing regulations, please allow the stewards to hand you the elements and don't reach out to take them for yourselves. Thank you. Justly killed by the systems of domination of his day. To some of his frightened disciples, it seemed that the bread symbolized his broken body and the wine his blood. Together,
God, the kingdom of God persisted and persists today. Through the many people who seek to be your resurrection community.
Holy God,
in the sharing of this bread and wine, we joyfully celebrate the hope-inspiring ministry and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Gracious God, may this meal be for us an Emmaus meal where we encounter your presence in the sharing of this food as the disciples did at their meal in Emmaus.
May the sharing of this food be a taste of your kingdom, Holy God, so we may be strengthened to be your joyful and hopeful disciples. May we share in your kingdom of love, justice, and mutuality with those around us. Amen. Let us now partake of the elements together.
Good morning, Church. Welcome once again to the Sunday service of Free Community Church, where Free stands for First Realize Everyone's Equal. Thank you, Ollie, for the sermon. The first thing that came to my mind was that we are all not Reverend Yap, but the second thing that came to my mind was that indeed 2020 is a year where either time seemed to have stopped or life seemed to have stopped. So I think before COVID-19 happened, I wonder what was your life like? And can we actually imagine and look forward to 2021 if the vaccine comes? Is your life going to be better or is it going to be worse? But I think one thing I like about this period of Advent is that I like the Thanksgiving in the United States that just happened last week. And I always wonder why is it that we only celebrate Thanksgiving once a year when we should actually be, you know, thankful for all that we have and all that we do not have even. And for, you know, all that have brought us here to this day, that we are still standing, breathing, being in a community, and with our loss or gains or whatever we have gone through, we know that God is here with us always. So indeed, I give thanks to all present on site and to all who are online to join us for this service. Thank you very much. So this is the segment where we take up the collection for Free Community Church. So basically, there are a couple of ways which you can actually give to us. You can give to us via donate via PayNow. There are two QR codes. One will be for the general fund and one will be for the building fund. You can also actually give to us by credit card at freecomchurch.gift.asia. I think this was not highlighted, but it should be standard information that every giving via credit card, there will be a slight admin charge actually charged by the credit card company. Gift.Asia has actually already given us a discount on this admin charge. And so we will actually welcome giving via the QR codes where no admin charge will be taken from us. The idea of giving by credit card is actually this only goes to the general fund. It doesn't go to the building fund also. You may donate, put in your donation amount to the church. You may also give to Gift.Asia because they are actually a platform for charities to help charities gather donations. And then you can put in your name and email to receive an email receipt. So as we prepare our hearts to give, let us pray. Gracious God, in this year of ambiguity, of uncertainty, continue to remind us of your presence in our midst. A lot of times, our thoughts and our minds are distracted by whatever is going on. It may be our work, it may be our family, it may be our relationships. And we often place you at the back of our mind, but not at the center of our life. But God, we give thanks to you, for we know that no matter how far it seems that we are from you, you are there for us, and you are there reaching out to us. And as we give thanks for all that you have given us, may we also continue to remember those who have less than us. And may we also continue to remember what you call us to be as a church, as a community of your believers, to be your light, to be your salt to this society. God, we continue to pray for wisdom, pray for strength, and pray for courage to be who you call us to be. We lift up all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. So as we invite the stewards to come forward, for those present who might want to give to us via cash, you may just raise your hands, the stewards will come forward to you. Then we will enter into a time of service announcement, and then first we will start with the special service announcement about Christmas by our two pastors.
So we have not come up for Announcements. Oh. Thank you. So we have not come up to make announcements for a while because we thought that it would be more efficient to have the service leaders make all the announcements. But I think that this is really an exciting announcement that we want
yes.
to make.
So we want to do it ourselves.
So as what Jamie said, we have not been able to mingle. We have not been able to eat together, even drink coffee together, right? That's one of the key things on Sunday mornings. We drink the coffee made by Molly. That is very special. It gets us awake and gives us a kick, right? The caffeine kick. And we have not been able to sing together. I don't know how many of you felt like you really want to join in the worship just now and sing along, but we can't. So we came up with an idea.
Right. So we decided we're going to do something different this Christmas, right? 2020 is the year of doing something different, okay? So what we decided to do is that instead of actually having a service here where we can't sing Christmas carols together and can't have a Christmas feast after service together, we thought that we could have it as an online service being watched in different satellite locations, in different homes, where y'all can gather in groups of maybe five, slightly more depending on how many people you have in your home. And then you can actually sing together and we can also have a meal together after that service. So that's what we're trying to do this Christmas.
So this is an idea, right? And what we want to do is this requires a lot more planning than usual, right? Last time for Christmas, you just come and then the service happens. But this time around, we need to allocate people to homes, we need to count how many people, and we also need support because if we have 100 people, we probably need about 20, wait, my math very bad, 20 homes, right? And right now, we don't have that many. So what we have put online is a form that you can sign up, right, at fcc.la/attend Christmas 2020, right? fcc.la, that's our new link, right? It's very Singaporean. Attend Xmas 2020. So at this in this form, you can sign up and indicate your interest to join in the service in one of the homes. And if you're willing and able to, offer your home to host one of the services. And we'll give you more details. Saying that you're interested is not commitment. Mm. We want to give you more information first before you can agree to this because it's kind of signing a blank check if you say, I want to host, but I give you no details, right? We would like to give you more information and we won't do it over the announcements because there's a lot of details to give you. So this is what we hope to do. For most people, they can, you know, if they are, they can just watch from their own homes with their families from the stream, right? But for those of you who are joining from the satellite homes, what we'll do is we have a separate Zoom meeting where you can see the other satellites joining in as well. So we can feel at least the feeling of worshipping together. And what's the most important is that we can sing along. You know, Christmas carols? What's Christmas without Christmas carols, right? Yeah. So this is what we hope to do. And we want to invite you to sign up, register interest. Hopefully you do so by 13th of December so we can do all this logistics arrangement. Because there's a lot of logistics involved for this. Yeah.
So just to wrap this part up, you know, this is a chance for us to practice hospitality. I mean, we talk a lot about it. Really a chance for us to really show love to others, right? And welcome them into our homes, into our hearts. You know, so let's do this Christmas a little bit differently this year, okay? Right. So linking to this, you know that the theme of our Christmas service this year is Give 2020. Give. Because give is really about how we remember how Jesus gave of himself in order to be with us, to be Emmanuel this Christmas. And so in the same way, we want to give of ourselves. In a year that has been uncertain, a year that has been filled with anxiety in different ways, we want to give a part of ourselves as well to others. And so one of the things that we have initiated is we are doing a project where we are gathering small household appliances for our tea elderlies. These are transgender elderlies who live in the one-room flat, rental flats. They are mostly very low income. So they are the usual recipients of our Tea Mart food donation drive. So those of you who are familiar, one of our Dirty Hands ministries is the Tea Mart, where we collect periodically groceries, household items, and things that they might need from all of our church members who will and CGs who will donate, and then we'll deliver over there. So this year, that's what we're going to do with small household items, especially for Christmas, and this will be like a Christmas present. So what we want to do is to actually have the kids, and the children's ministry is in charge of doing special cards, handmade cards for them. We want to be able to present these gifts to them. So this is on a list of items. We have some people who have already sponsored, some CGs who are very excited, who say, yes, 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 we want to sponsor this, 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 this. We have still a couple of other items you see in the yellow list, all right? And then you can actually volunteer. You as individuals or as a CG or group of friends, you can choose one of the items, right, to volunteer. Just let us know.
So we have some details, right? What we need to do is you need to deliver the gifts here and drop off by the 13th of December. And then we will go off to deliver the gifts to the elderly.
So what we're going to do, right, is other than just providing the gift, we want to invite you to be Santa's little helpers, okay? So we're looking for volunteers. If you go into the next slide, we're looking for volunteers who are willing to go visit the elderly with us, all right? We'll have a couple of cars with all the items inside. And then some of the volunteers, if you are willing, go visit them, sit with them, you know, and just get to know them, right? And so that it's not just about giving of an item, but really of us wanting to be there, to be present. Okay, so for those of you who are interested, you want to know a little bit more, you go like, I don't know what I'm going to do as a volunteer, just contact me, okay, and I will let you know, we'll let you know more details and answer some of your questions. If you don't have my own personal contact, you can contact me at info@freecomchurch.org, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. So I look forward to seeing all of you during Christmas service.
So the pastor is hinting that the service leader is not in high spirit enough to make that Christmas announcement. So I need to up my spirit a bit. Are you looking forward to Christmas this year? Okay, back to normal. Okay. We are back to our normal FCC service announcement. Please understand that these are repeated announcements that we have to make in case there are any new viewers online or new visitors to us. So those, please do not blame the service leader for being, you know, lossor or repetitive or something like that. Anyway, if you're new to FCC or you're not very familiar with us, you are always welcome to fill up the newcomers form at fcc.la/fccwelcome, and then somebody from church will actually reach out to you. We actually do have a newcomers meeting. It will be on the first Sunday of December, as today we have another important event happening. If you are interested to attend the newcomers meeting, do send an email to info@freecomchurch.org. During this period of time, please note that pastoral support is still available to one and all. So if you need pastoral support or just a listening ear, do reach out to us at info@freecomchurch.org also. Currently, we have our regular prayer meeting every Wednesday at 8 p.m. It only lasts for around 30 minutes. If you need a prayer or if you feel that you are strong enough to be a prayer warrior, do join the FCC prayer meeting. We also have a new FCC WhatsApp broadcast list. If you are not on the list yet, please do send, and would like to be on the list, please do send your number and your name to 9366-3818. So, and then please also put this number into your contact list so that you can receive the most updated messages from our FCC staff, which is only Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. FCC is now on YouTube Live. If you have not subscribed to our FCC YouTube channel, please do subscribe. Click the like buttons, like our videos, and click the bell button so that if there are any videos, new videos online, you may know. You'll be notified on it. So please do subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is also a very, 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 the people in the hive are rah-rahing about this because these are looking for volunteers for the hive. Since we started the FCC Digital Service, there's really been a lot of areas which we need to look into and we need to improve on. Therefore, there's actually a lot of many different ministries with the production team that actually is required. So if you are interested to volunteer for the FCC Production Ministry, you do not need to worry, you do not need to have any technical skills, you just need to have a heart to serve. So please also send an email to info@freecomchurch.org if you think that you would like to volunteer for this ministry. We will always start off with a tour of the hive and having idea what actually the production ministry do. And there are many different areas which you can volunteer with us. Today, as I mentioned, there's actually a very, very important meeting, which is our annual general meeting. It's taking place today at 1:30, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. So if this AGM is actually open to all, whether you are members or non-members of FCC, friends of FCC are also welcome to join us. So you may attend this AGM at fcc.la/AGM2020. For members of FCC who have yet to register with us and would like to actually vote during this AGM, because every AGM we vote on two things. One is on the new board members and one is on the budget for 2021. If you'd like to vote, please send your name and email to our FCC WhatsApp, and then Daniel will reach out to you with the link to vote and the link to join. Last but not least, we actually welcome feedback every single Sunday. We put up this list and we actually do get very nice feedbacks, but we want to hear the truth about how you feel about the FCC service, because we understand that there are really, really rooms for improvement. So if you have any feedback about the service, or if you have any feedback about any feedback or questions about the upcoming Christmas service, do just fill up this link at the feedback form. Now we'll just go into the last song for worship.
Upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, an ocean's deep, my faith will rise, my soul will rest in your hands. without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper, wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior, and I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am your.
And now will you receive the benediction. God of love, as we wait in anticipation during this season of liminal space, help us, Lord, to find rest in you as we reflect on what it means to be a follower of Christ. And now go. Go and may the God of peace and hope go with you both now and forever. Amen.
Okay, service is now over, so thank you for joining us today. We do hope that you can go and have a good lunch and then come back either online or on site to join the AGM at 1:30 p.m. So thank you and have a good Sunday ahead. May we ask that you leave this space in an orderly manner.